Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where not everybody loved President Trump's acceptance speech last night. In fact, there were all kinds of extremely scuzzy and violent and destructive and menacing demonstrators who were trying to harass people. Rand Paul thought that his life was in danger at one point from some of the, quote, peaceful protesters who were assaulting him. They were outside the White House grounds, and it seems to me that they were provoking even more hostility than anything President Trump could say or even do last night by delivering his acceptance speech from the White House South Lawn. Talking about that, and suggesting that Joe Biden has to send a more clear message about some of the protests and the violence and the anarchy and the negativity that's going around the country, is George Will. And George, of course, is the most influential conservative intellectual and columnist in the country for many, many years, since the 1970s, really. And his most recent book is The Conservative Sensibility, which is posted on our website. George, one of your most recent columns, you say that that Joe Biden needs his sister soldier moment. Maybe you can explain.
Yeah, in 1992, when Bill Clinton was Democratic candidate, he was scheduled to appear at a Jesse Jackson event in Chicago, also attended by sister soldier, then a young rap singer, who in the immediate aftermath of the Rodney King acquittal of the policeman involved in beating Rodney King and the riots in Gulf Los Angeles, she said, well, blacks are killing blacks all the time. How about a week in which blacks kill whites? And if there are any decent white people, I've never met them. Bill Clinton used this as an occasion to explicitly, in naming her, say this is an unacceptable kind of discourse in a democracy like ours. And by doing so, he sent a reassuring signal to independent, movable voters that he was not comfortable on the wilder shores of Democratic politics. My feeling is that Joe Biden is going to have to say something equally forcefully. You remember when in 2008, when the issue of Obama's pastor, the Reverend Wright, came up, Obama went off the trail for a few days, produced a very thoughtful speech, and addressed it in a big way. So far, Biden has said something on CNN, I guess, to Anderson Cooper. He's released a 93-second video tweet, 43 seconds of which was devoted to deploring excessive violence. That's not satisfactory.
No, and part of what he was doing with Anderson Cooper, and part of what he does reflectively, is go back to Charlottesville. And the truth of the matter is, this is a different situation from Charlottesville. Because it's happening in so many cities. And I thought, and George, I don't know if you agree with me, that the most effective moments at the convention were those moments where they were talking, allowing police officers or police officers' widows to speak about how much harder it has become to be a cop. And in the Democratic convention, they didn't mention police officers or law enforcement not even once. That's a problem, though.
It's a problem, and it's a kind of class problem, because a lot of the protesters, some of them are sort of your upper-middle-class intellectuals from college towns, and the cops are largely blue-collar guys. And so you have this, we're replicating the hard hat riot of the, I guess, 1970, when the hard hats and some pro-Viet Cong demonstrators in New York got into a melee. So there are all kinds of forces overlapping here, but it is the only thing, it seems to me, that could reelect Donald Trump is if this persists. We've already seen polls showing that Trump's deficit in Wisconsin, which had been substantial, is closing rapidly. And I think we'll see this around the country.
The New York Times even has a piece where they say that the riots in Kenosha. Here, it's a New York Times piece from yesterday. It says how chaos in Kenosha is already swaying some voters in Wisconsin. And it's not swaying them toward Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's swaying them toward Donald J. Trump. What should Joe Biden say that might actually help the country and help calm this insanity?
He has to the venue. He has to speak at a conspicuous venue where he can deliver a thoughtful, long speech, something longer than a soundbite. And then he must say what Lincoln said in his first great speech, the Young Men's Lyceum speech in Springfield, Illinois in 1838, when, remembering the lynching of an abolitionist publisher, Elijah Lovejoy, in Alton, Illinois, Lincoln said, "There is no grievance that is fit for redress by mob law." He should also remember the clarity with which Calvin Coolidge spoke. In 1920, Calvin Coolidge was governor of Massachusetts, and the Boston police went on strike. Governor Coolidge said, "There is no right to strike from the public against the public interest by anyone, anywhere, at any time." That clarity got Harding, the Republican nominee in 1920, to pick Coolidge as his vice president. Of course, Harding then died in office, and Coolidge became president largely because he had spoken with such force and clarity about a matter of great concern to people. Remember, in 1968, the Democratic Convention was consumed by rioting. People were worried about the fraying of the social fabric. Not only did Richard Nixon win the presidency, but if you add up the votes Nixon got and George Wallace, also campaigning in part on civil disorder, you saw there was a very strong national majority against the disorder.
Yes, and it's so fascinating. I made precisely that point on the air yesterday. It was 57% if you add Nixon's percentage with Wallace's percentage. And the one thing that maybe you could help with, because I have not seen any historian who has explained this phenomenon properly. What happened to end the urban riots between 65 and 69? In other words, you have these devastating riots in Newark, in Detroit, in Watts was the first one, and then all across the country, 150 riots after Dr. King is shot. How did that go away? Because it kind of did after 1972, it went away. Why?
Partly because riots are fires, and fires run out of fuel. They burn up the ground around them. Once you've burnt down the 14th Street corridor in Washington, as happened after the assassination of Martin Luther King, people look around, they see the smoldering ruins, they see that these are largely African-American small businesses that have been consumed by this, and they reflect. They decide that this is really not constructive. And I think once the polls begin to show the damage this is doing, that Democrats are going to realize that all that they've been hoping and assuming is now in jeopardy. Every poll in 2020 has shown Joe Biden ahead of Donald Trump. Almost all of them by a margin larger than five. Five is the very minimum you have to be ahead to counteract the Republicans' advantage in the Electoral College. So the polls have been remarkably stable. This could destabilize the polls in a big way, and it is the only thing that could destabilize polls in a big way. We don't have in the last 60 days of a campaign, we usually don't have new proposals and new departures. The only time I can think of one was when Eisenhower said in 52, late in the campaign, if elected, I will go to Korea.
We will be right back with George Will, coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
My great honor to continue the conversation with George Will. He began his column in the Washington Post in 1974, and I started reading it that year. Actually, reading George Will was one of the things that pushed me over from being a punk liberal activist to being the lovable conservative curmudgeon that I seek to be today. So George, let me ask you in historical terms, because you have written about and lived a great deal of history. When we keep hearing, and we hear it on both sides, it was the most frequently repeated phrase in the entire Republican convention and in the Democratic convention. This is the most important election in American history. That if this election goes the other way, the Democrats say this, it will be the end of the Republic, it'll be the end of democracy, we're going to give way to fascism and authoritarianism. The Republicans suggesting that if the election goes the other way, we will have nothing but chaos, all of America will become Portland, heaven forbid. Is any of this true?
Nope. I think both sides should take a deep breath and a tranquilizer. This is an important election, but not compared to 1860, when the country's seven states seceded immediately after the election.
Georgia.
The most important election in world history was the 1800 election, because the first when Jefferson defeated Adams, and it was the first time in world history that power had been peacefully transferred from one group to another as a result of an election. That said, this is an important election. I grant you that. But, please, this is not a fragile nation. It was not made by fragile people. Our institutions have been stressed but have not buckled. So I think that this whole Flight 93 mentality is excessive. Hello?
Coronavirus sweeps our country. Trustworthy information is more important than ever before. Now, I trust the American Council on Science and Health to provide me up-to-date news and analysis that is often weeks or even months ahead of the mainstream media. This is Michael Medved letting you know ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate science fact from fiction, and health scares from long-time health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have communicated science to the public since 1978. Even better, if you go to acsh.org today, you can sign up for their free newsletter. No obligation, absolutely free. You'll be far smarter, far more informed than anyone who relies solely on cable news for information. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. Go to acsh.org today, American Council for Science and Health, acsh.org. In this era of cancel culture, tearing down every kind of statue, and attacks on the very fabric of the United States of America, there's one organization that holds true to our first principles. It's the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold, cutting-edge opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous, needed defense of Western civilization. Read Professor Mark Hendrickson's latest on the problem of inheritance taxes, and see Benjamin Porter on Consciousness, C.S. Lewis, and of course follow our friend Paul Kengor for his latest posts on his brand new book, The Devil and Karl Marx, a chilling look at Marx's terrible views on everything, from religion and race to his nasty anti-Semitism and attitudes towards women. It's shocking material that people don't know, but they need to know, especially our young people. Find out more at faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
With a lot of us spending more time at home than ever before, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to. So with that in mind, here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken that leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition, if you're a new member or existing member, we're discounting everything at The Medved.
And I apologize most of all to George Will, but to everybody else, this is part of pandemic problems. Broadcasting from home, this is only the second time something like that has happened, where for some mysterious reason our line went down. Mr. Will, are you still there?
I sure am.
I greatly apologize for that. And I believe we were just now talking about your overall view of both conventions. I think the consensus seems to be that both sides helped their cause, but neither side decisively. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that's right. Usually what they try to measure in polls immediately after a convention is whether the nominee got a bump, as they say in the polling business. There'll be very little of that this time, A, because the conventions were jerry-built and not as riveting as they used to be when they were television spectacles. But beyond that, how many people in this country haven't made their mind up about whether or not they want four more years of Mr. Trump? I just don't think, I think in a normal election year, the truly movable independent vote around Labor Day is about 6 or 7%, and I bet it's smaller this year.
Wow. I know that some of the polling, when they include people who are, say, they're leaning toward Trump or leaning toward Biden, but they're not yet sure, it comes up to between 10 and 15%, but you think it's lower than that. They are now saying that President Trump's on his way to New Hampshire. He's going to be campaigning vigorously. Apparently, Joe Biden is putting that off until after Labor Day. If you had quick advice to both candidates, what would it be?
I would urge Mr. Biden to get out of his basement and give sober, calm, reasoned, lengthy speeches. I would urge Mr. Trump to get into his basement. Because the more people see of him, the more overexposed he becomes, the more impulsiveness is demonstrated, the weaker he seems as someone to lead a country in the worst domestic crisis in 75 years.
I know that he promised last night, and did it twice, that there would be a vaccine by the end of the year. And I know that they are trying very hard to get a vaccine by Election Day. That could have a big impact, no?
I'm not sure, because people are so cynical and so skeptical nowadays that any October surprise is going to be looked upon as just that, a synthetic move. And if it's a synthetic move involving a vaccine, people are going to be doubly skeptical as to whether or not it's been adequately tested.
A Conservative Sensibility is the latest book by the great George Will. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for your participation. We'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large rally in the nation's capital is putting a spotlight on racial injustice and inequality. The event in March taking place at the Lincoln Memorial.
You know, we need to obey the law. I'm black. And she said, look, black people stick together. When I was walking last night in Washington, D.C. and others, I was black. Why was I attacked by blacks? And those black women who were supposed to support black men, their mouths were far more vicious and far more filthy than the men who, black men who were making those comments.
Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones speaking there on Fox News. The Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee is launching contempt proceedings against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for what it says is his repeated refusal to cooperate with the committee's investigations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel chairs that committee. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Some more good news that is worth cheering, I think, for everybody in America, whether you have a 401k that has some stock in it or you have any participation in the market at all. Stock market is a leading indicator for the economy generally. And often there's a lag in between the stock market going up and then employment. But look, today again, the Dow was up 162 points. It is now at 28,653, which is incredible. And the Dow has now erased all the losses for 2020. In other words, we had this disastrous fall in the market because of the pandemic. That's gone. The market is now up for the year 2020. Do you think the president may be talking about that when he's campaigning in New Hampshire tonight? I think it is extraordinarily likely. And what all of this comes to, and I want to back up what George Will was saying, which is so wise and is so true, and this entire election is going to go decisively in a Republican and Trump direction. If Joe Biden continues being so very feeble as he has been in terms of denouncing the violence, the anarchy, the disruption, the attack on police officers. And he needs to do two things. He needs to show that he supports law enforcement. He's always had a good relationship with law enforcement. He does not have a history of being a crazy liberal. He has been endorsed by police unions in the past. Not this year. Because he's not standing up for the men in blue. And when he was on with Anderson Cooper on CNN recently, he did not do a good job I mean, I don't think anyone could think this was effective in responding to questions about what is going on in Kenosha. Listen.
I don't know enough to know whether enough to that 17-year-old kid exactly what he did. But allegedly he's part of a militia coming out of the state of Illinois. Have you ever heard this president say one negative thing about white supremacists? Have you ever heard it? That's the reason I got back in this race, because what happened in Charlottesville. People coming out of the woods carrying torches, their veins bulging. Close your eyes and remember what you saw. And a young woman gets killed resisting the hate and violence, and the president gets asked to comment on it. What's he say? He says they're very fine people on both sides.
Okay, he's been fact-checked on this a great deal. And now it's much more extreme. He says, do you ever recall the president condemning racism or white supremacy? How about this? This is from August 14th, 2017. So we're talking almost 3 years ago, and the president was reacting 2 days after the riots in Charlottesville, and he said this. Listen.
To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered. As I said on Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America.
Okay, that was one of several denunciations. He denounced the Ku Klux Klan by name. He denounced neo-Nazis by name. Did he handle Charlottesville well? Of course he didn't. He made a mess of it because he sent contradictory messages and he did that sort of free-for-all press conference where everyone was jumping on him. But when Joe Biden is asked about Kenosha, this has nothing to do with Charlottesville. You cannot blame President Trump for what happened in Kenosha. It's just wrong. And here is the latest about the situation in Kenosha with that 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. The Kenosha County District Attorney has laid out 6 counts against Kyle Rittenhouse, including first-degree reckless homicide, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, first-degree intentional homicide, and possession of a dangerous weapon in the deaths of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, the attempted killing of George Grosskreutz, and the reckless endangerment of reporter Richard McGinnis. Kenosha will also be getting help from National Guard members deploying from Arizona, Alabama, and Michigan, said Major General Paul Knapp, who commands the Wisconsin National Guard. Some of these troops could arrive as soon as this evening, tonight, General Knapp said. Dozens of protesters carrying banners and signs gathered outside the Kenosha County Jail on Thursday evening as the 7 p.m. curfew drew close. Clyde McLemore, founder of the Lake County chapter of Black Lives Matter, urged the group to get home safely. Oh, good for him. There's a positive development. Honor the curfew. The complaint charging Mr. Rittenhouse details what can be seen in video footage along with eyewitness accounts. It alleges that Mr. Rosenbaum tried to engage the teen, who ran away and was then followed by Mr. Rosenbaum. At some point, Mr. Rosenbaum, who press reports say does have a record as a sex offender, child molester, at some point, Mr. Rosenbaum threw a plastic bag at Mr. Rittenhouse, but didn't hit him. The complaint cites a witness who said he saw Mr. Rittenhouse fire 3 rounds at Mr. Rosenbaum before he eventually falls to the ground. At this point, the complaint, citing video, alleges that Mr. Rittenhouse made a phone call in which he said, I just killed somebody. Well, indeed he had. Prosecutors then cite another video showing Mr. Rittenhouse running as people yell about the shooting and chase him. Mr. Rittenhouse trips and he falls to the ground, firing at Mr. Huber, who is holding a skateboard and is trying to grab his gun. The complaint alleges. What a horrible, stupid way to die. I mean, again, it's just... And for this kid to ruin his life, he apparently is a child of a single mom who works as a nurse's aide in Antioch, Illinois, about 20 miles from Kenosha. He dropped out of high school before completing the 10th grade and tried to get into the Marine Corps, couldn't do it. He has worked as a police cadet. He was dreaming of a career in law enforcement. He apparently was a supporter of President Trump. He attended a Trump rally in Des Moines. And I am sure that he came to Kenosha with good intentions. But it was illegal for him to brandish that gun at age 17. The complaint also provides details of autopsies performed by the Milwaukee Medical Examiner's Office. It says Mr. Rosenbaum suffered 5 gunshot wounds to various parts of his body, so there was a lot of fire there. And that Mr. Huber was struck once by a shot that perforated his heart and caused other damage. Look, this is a terrible situation. A terrible situation. And maybe we can actually begin to move away from it. I think that if the president tried somehow to attempt to make this less partisan, but really it's a problem with Democrats, and a very real problem with Democrats. When we come back, I want to play another golden oldie for you, and it's from Maxine Waters, actually urging protesters to be agitators. See, that kind of thing is so destructive, and it's toxic right now. And yes, it's going to turn people, and it should, away from the Democratic Party. We'll be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Noonan and her column for tomorrow's Weekend Wall Street Journal basically gives mixed positive reviews to the Republican convention. She does compare Kimberly Guilfoyle to Eva Perón, and I got a kick out of that because you'll remember that on Tuesday, after Kimberly Guilfoyle's unforgettable performance, I said she was like a bad road company of Evita, and that's Eva Perón. So Peggy had the same identification, and she said that Kimberly, who was not insane, looked like she was insane on stage. And as she said, this was unfortunate because it was the first night, and if Ms. Guilfoyle seemed insane, Republicans seemed insane. Well, it got much better. And she talks about all the wonderful speeches by Maximo Alvarez, by Tim Scott, by Daniel Cameron, by Abby Johnson of Planned Parenthood, formerly, who gave the most compelling speech on abortion, explaining why pro-life people stand where they stand, that has ever been given at any convention anywhere, she says. I agree with her. And then she says the Republicans confronted what the Democrats at their convention glossed over. Rising crime, looting and rioting in city protests, increased unease about personal safety, and besieged police forces. They hit on the one fear shared equally now by the rich, the poor, and the middle, that when you call 911, you'll go to voicemail. Somebody literally used that image. That's extraordinarily important, and it's worth affixing some of the blame where it belongs. In June of 2018, rock star Greg Tomlin found this clip. Maxine Waters instructed a crowd of protesters to be emboldened agitators. She's a member of Congress, for goodness sake. Forever, for a long, long time. Maxine Waters said this. Listen.
We want it done now. We're going to insist on it. If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Already, you have members of your cabinet that are being booed out of restaurants. Who have protests for taking up at their house. Who saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. And so, let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
Okay. This is basically encouraging civil war and urban violence. I'm sorry, it is. You're going to assault people at a gas station and at restaurants, people going their business, going to their homes, like what happened to the head of the Seattle Police Officers Guild last night. This is outrageous stuff. And just a few weeks ago, Kamala Harris was interviewed by Stephen Colbert. And Harris was basically saying, we're going to keep going with these protests. We have to keep going. Until when? And for what purpose? What is the goal? Listen to the senator from California.
I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had
that's right.
for the first few weeks.
But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not.
Not going to let up, and they should not. So this is going to be permanent. And she says in Election Day, is she assuming that her side loses? What would the demonstrators be demanding exactly of the Biden-Harris administration? This is insanity. And it's dangerous insanity. Listen to this. Last night, protesters in Washington, D.C., the same crowd that tried to assault Rand Paul and other people who were at the White House. I went over to St. John's Church near the White House. Remember, that's the church they set on fire night before President Trump famously cleared Lafayette Park. They put out the flames, and he stood by St. John's Church. It's the Church of Presidents. And listen to what they chanted. Outside St. John's Church. Listen. If we don't get it, burn it down. When asked about this, they said, what is it if we don't get it? Justice. Burn it down. And are they talking about the church? Or are they talking about the whole system? This is madness. And it's profoundly destructive to the country. And I do hope that the president and Vice President Biden can both address this, and maybe in a nonpartisan way, because these people are not conscientious liberals. They're not peaceful protesters. They're not idealists. If people are chanting, burn it down, if they are going to people's homes at night and saying, no peace, no sleep, no peace, no sleep, and they're trying to wake people up in the middle of the night who have children and families, and it's so loathsome. It's so hateful. And wouldn't it be something if we could get some kind of nonpartisan statement just saying that this is unacceptable, that this is not the way to influence anything? And the whole idea here is one that I think the Republicans made a strong push on at their convention. This is what Peggy Noonan writes. Social media is sharing the videos of diners at outside restaurants in Washington being swarmed by BLM protesters who try to harass and bully them into raising their arms in affiliation. There are videos of protesters marching on so-called gentrified neighborhoods at night, telling those who live there through bullhorns that they're guilty of appropriation. There aren't a lot of those videos, but they carry a suggestion of where things are going, she writes. Representative Debbie Dingell, she's a Democrat from Michigan, made an acute observation this week in the Financial Times. She said in her district, there are a lot of signs saying blue lives matter. Cops matter too. On voter sentiment, she quoted a viral social media post. I used to think I was pretty much just a regular person. But I was born white into a two-parent household, which now labels me as privileged, racist, and responsible for slavery. I don't think this is a good moment. Peggy Noonan concludes, the president spoke also. This is about his speech last night. The headline on his acceptance speech was the staggering degradation of the White House as his rally prop. The subhead is that he smacked Joe Biden around like a ruffian. It's going to be something to see them debate. That will be one intensely human encounter.
The best and is yet to come!
Thank you, Kimberly. When we come back, we are going to have a chance to speak to Peter Robinson, who is one of the best speechwriters in the business. Peggy Noonan was also when she was a speechwriter. And Peter Robinson wrote for the great Ronald Reagan. What does Peter say about the two conventions and where this campaign is going? We also have a bunch of movies to review, one of which is just awful and distasteful, and I want to save you any time with it. There's another that is uplifting and beautiful. I mean, truly beautiful. It's a religious film. And a religious film from a very traditional Catholic point of view. It's actually well worth seeing. We'll tell you about that film and much more as we move forward with Peter Robinson and more on protests in the world of sports in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.